Blog Talk Radio.
That means, oh my god, it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and you're in for a sexual, freaky ass good time. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we are a week away from Exotica. But you know, with everything that's going on, your girl got to let you know I've had such a fabulous week. And tonight, I've got, oh my God, a great guy coming on. I shouldn't even say guy because, you know, you guys know I'm a sucker for a man with a dick and a tongue. Oh my God. Tony Capone, better known as Tony the Tiger. Oh yeah, I've got this man coming on tonight. And y'all know I'm going to get all up in his motherfucking business. It's going to be on. I don't even know if he's ready for this shit tonight, but I can tell you that we getting ready to be on and popping. So it's going to be a fun show tonight. He's going to call in, you know, like with everybody. I got to take his ass to the V-spot, find out if he can handle some of my wildness. We know what he do on screen, but has he ever dealt with Miss V? Oh, Exotica's next week. And guess what? Got a little announcement to tell you guys. Nobody is trying to go to Exotica for free. That's right, one more week. This week I don't get to call nobody and surprise them and let them know that they're going to Exotica. One less person I get to fuck with. Wow. But it's all good because I can't wait. I've got so much going on for you guys who have been listening to me. And y'all know it's always some nonsense going on. I got this week's, you know, my little topic of the week. I ain't even going to say word. It's my topic. This week. Gotta put it out there. This week. Fake ass men. I'm going to go so far as to say people. In the adult industry. I'm going to tell you guys a little story about what happened. But you know that I'm going to be doing a live toy demo. And I'm just like happy as hell. Y'all don't know. I'm loving it. I see Joseph is back up in the chat room tonight. You know, welcome back from vacation, baby. Toy demo. I was trying to get some new stuff. But if you guys were listening, The people from Simply Slick called me back. You know, normally after my show, I don't get a lot of phone calls other than if we BSing. But I guess I did a really good job because they were listening. And I guess they really are some freaks in Wisconsin. But I'm going to be trying to lube off you guys. And I'm going to have some fun with it. But for those of you who don't know what's going on, or if you, let's get it clear, if you want to stay on top of me, everything with me, you guys know, I'm on Twitter. I might not always respond back, but I do see you guys' tweets, and I love, and I try to acknowledge what I, what I can. But if you need to stay on top of everything with me, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSV. DATOYLADY. That's right. You can check me out on Twitter. I am the only Miss V, the Toy Lady, that's out there. And if you really want to see what's going on, we got our Facebook pages. Not one, not two, but I think it's three pages out there. But when you go to Facebook, if you do VSAFTER, That is our true page. And I do go on the page and I come back and make comments. But I think there's still room for our friends on our other Facebook page, which is Bees After Dark Pleasure Products. And you can friend us and we'll talk. I'll talk back. I mean, sometimes I'll post some crazy stuff. You never know what's on my mind because people on that side get a chance to see a little bit of me that I don't normally put out there. But remember, if you got any questions, you can always send questions to the email address askmissv@detoylady.com. That's askmsv@detoylady.com. That is right. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you guys. You know, Detroit, I'm giving you guys a treat because I'm going to be home. You guys know I very seldom do anything at home. I'm normally only doing the radio show from home. Everything else, I'm out on the road. I'm doing a seminar. I'm going to teach you guys how to have a threesome. A threesome without a third person. October 26th. I'm going to have fun. And, wow, for those of you who, it's called Eventbrite. I'm still learning how to pronounce it. But you could go to the Bees After Dark, the toylady.com/events and get tickets. Or you go to Eventbrite. And for anybody who wants to come to that seminar and you say, hey, I can't find a link, I don't know how to get there, shoot me an email and I will email you an invite because I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. Right now we've got the early bird special going on. So this seminar is regularly $25, and all the way up until the 29th, it's only $20. So you really can't beat that, you know. So I'm going to be giving out some free toys. Well, a free gift. I won't say toys per se. But I'm going to be having so much fun next week. You guys get a special treat. Not only do you get me next Tuesday, I will be live and on the air. Still don't know who I'm doing next Tuesday. Wow, did I say who I'm doing? I don't know. I don't know who's going to be on the air with me next Tuesday or if I'll just be giving you guys a teaser. But next Friday, I'll be live from Exotica. Next Saturday, live from Exotica. And that Sunday, so that's October 4th, 5th, and 6th. 2 hours every day. The times are supposed to actually on Blog Talk as I've got them locked in. I will be posting them, letting you guys know what time I will be on the air. I know that Friday, the times are going to be different. It will not be the same time every day. Friday is a lot going on. First day of the show, I'll be live and on the air. Plus, I'll be doing the seminar at Exotica. So for those of you who want to know how to pick that perfect sex toy, check me out. I'll be there. Saturday, I'll be live. Plus, I'll be in the booth. Oh, for those of you, booth 441. 441 is where I will be. And anybody want to tell me, for all my listeners, those of you in New Jersey, okay, went to Atlantic City, really didn't find too much shopping. I'm telling you guys, shoot me where to go shopping. You guys know I love to shop. I'm going to actually get there a little early. So hopefully I get a chance to hang with some of my peeps from the West Coast. And that's what I'm really excited about, you know. I'm one of those things where I'm like ready to go shopping. I think I'm going to be near, it's called Jersey Gardens, I believe. Somebody let me know if I'm correct, if I'm going to be near Jersey Gardens. I heard that it's tax-free, so girlfriend going to try to get her shopping on. You know I can't pass up no shopping therapy. So Jersey, if you don't make it to Exotica, you might see me at the mall. That's a rarity. Oh, right now, I'll be doing pictures there, and I might be doing a photo shoot. So it's going to be a lot going on. I mean, every day I find out something new that's going on for Exotica, so I'm really excited. October is a big month for us. You know, as they say, this is the close of my season as far as traveling and everything. So got Exotica, then at the end of the month, I'll be doing a seminar, and then for the next 2 months, you guys get me. We're going to do a break for Christmas. That's the one thing, you know. I was trying to debate if I wanted to go on break for Christmas, and I, due to the fact that I don't want to bore you guys, but when we looked at the dates, Christmas falls on a Wednesday. Now, I don't know about nobody else, but, you know, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve are on Tuesdays. Now, I'm not a clubber, so New Year's Eve I'm not really worried about. But because I'm going to leave this up to you guys, Christmas Eve definitely may or may not be on the air. New Year's Eve, 9 times out of 10, not going to do it. Those will be the only 2 weeks that we take off. If I do those 2 days, I may do earlier shows as a gift to you guys, because I do know that some of you guys count on me being here regardless of what the holiday is. But just want to let you know that those are the 2 days that, you know, for 2 weeks in December, only those 2 weeks after the first of the year will come back fresh. You know, wanted to let you know that's what's going to be going on. It's still up in the air as of right now. Looks like won't be on the air. Want to give you guys a break, but I'll have shows planned. So I want you to know that it won't be in vain, because I will make sure that I have, like, a best of show. And this is when you get a chance to vote. I mean, if you guys want to hear your favorite show, let me know. Because those are the nights that you could listen to it, where you might want to listen to my interview with Miss Desire, or you might want to listen to me with some of my favorite guests, or you might just want to listen to the Best Of show, because I think I may put a show together just for you guys. And if you want me to put on a Best Of show where I play some clips from some of my favorite shows, this is something that you could let me know, because I think that we could have fun with that, and, you know, I could put together some nice pieces for you guys. But, wow, Joseph, I hope you feel better, sweetie. I see that you're saying that you think you caught a cold or a bad cough. But you know what? It's cool, sweetie, because you are on here like white on rice every week when you're in town, and I want you to know much, much love going out to you. And, wow, I'm excited. I got Tony the Tiger. Oh, my God, you guys. Y'all know how I love fucking with people. But we got, I got a sneeze coming. Lord. Wow. Now, that one hurt. I'm not used to that. But, oh, my God. You guys, this week's topic. Let me tell you some shit about what goes on. Now, for any of you guys who have seen my Twitter page, y'all know that I have no shame in my game. You know that I have ass and titties out a lot. That's what I do. And I do tweet people randomly. You know, you don't have to be following me for me to tweet you. And especially when we're doing a lot of promotions, sometimes, you know, I will tell you, if you get a tweet from me, 99%, well, let's say 95% of the time that tweet came directly from me. I do periodically have someone who will do tweeting for me, especially when I'm doing promotion. So I'm not going to sit here and say every single time you see a tweet that is coming from me. You know, and I'm going to put that out there, because I don't want anybody to say, well, you said this, or you said 100% of the time. I will tell you 95% of the time, if you tweet me and I tweet you back, 95% of the time you're talking directly to me. Periodically, I do have someone out there, and I never broadcast, oh, well, today somebody's doing my tweets for me. Because most of my tweets that go out there, I censor, so I know pretty much what's out there. You know, I won't be caught with someone saying that I said, you know, randomly saying, oh, I said I was going to suck your dick. That shit's not going to happen, not without my knowledge. But what I will tell you is that this week, you know, I did some tweeting on my own. I started out the week, you know, putting them tweets out there, and I periodically will get asked if I do content and or if I do scenes, and I'm very gracious. I take it as a major compliment. Anytime someone asks me if I do scenes, I take it as a big, big compliment due to the fact that, you know, the fact that you guys think I'm in the, you know, that I do that. It's like, wow. Do I look that good? But when I say that I don't do it, I do have a lot of friends that are in the industry. So when people approach me, it's easy for me to check out who a person is, if they're truly legit in the industry. And most of the time, I don't have to check anybody out because I don't get approached in a bad way. But every now and then, somebody will rub me the wrong way, not realizing that your words will bite you. Guys, let's get it clear. And I want to say this for females. If when you're talking to anybody, and I'm going to open this up to all industries because I deal with people in different industries, not just in the adult industry. If you feel that when you're talking to someone, you have to off the rip name drop people that you've worked with and they haven't asked you, 9 times out of 10, you ain't shit. When I say this, first of all, I'm from Detroit. I am the first person who will tell you, it's just like when you have a big brother or a big sister or a little brother or a little sister. I could talk shit about my family, but you can't say a damn thing. I don't give a shit who you are unless you've been right there from day one or Buku, one of my best friends. When I talk shit about Detroit or anybody, that's my prerogative. I'm from here. I'm speaking from the heart. But when you say you're from a city or I make a comment about it, especially about the city that I'm from, and you tell me that you do movies here, I'm quick to say, we don't have a big base here. We're not strong here. I know people who say they do scenes here. And we do have a few people who are from Michigan who got some serious names in the industry. You know, I'm not going to say we don't, but what I will tell you is that even the people who are from here aren't shooting a lot of content here. This just ain't the spot. But when you asked me if I know somebody, and I was like, and I said, yeah, I know that person. I ain't too cool with them. Get it clear. If you don't know shit about me, don't start fucking tweeting me shit about me, because I will go one or two ways on your ass. I will keep it professional and say what I got to say, or I will use you as the topic of my fucking show. 9 times out of 10, you will become a show topic. With that said, I will put this out here for anybody who knows me. I have never helped any female get into the adult industry. I'm not saying I won't, but I don't have to. That's not my position. That's not what I do. I am the toy lady. I sell the toys that the motherfuckers use in scenes. I'm the bitch who puts it out there. I will always be Miss V, the fucking toy lady. That's my name. My base speaks for itself. My fan base speaks for itself. I don't have to name drop. I don't have to tell you or any damn body else who the fuck I know in this industry. I'm saying this shit because if one more motherfucker come to me with the who they are and how I ain't shit, and then at the end of a fucking conversation, quote unquote, want to be on my show, bitch, check yourself. Yeah, I'm calling like it fucking is. I'm not high, but I'm telling you, you probably wish I was. When your fucking fan base consists of the bitch who's sucking your dick from next door, or you gotta suck, or you gotta fuck a bitch by claiming that you are a content producer in this industry, check yourself. And ladies, you shouldn't have to fuck nobody to be on screen. I'm a real motherfucker, and I'll tell you like it is. I know what goes on, and I know what a lot of things people don't think I know. I don't have to fucking name drop because I'm who the fuck I am. The people who know me know that I keep it 100 all the damn time. You could love me or fucking hate me, but the one thing you will know is that the way I am on this show is the way I am all the fucking time. At the end of the day, I love what I do. I love talking about sex. The way I cuss is the way I cuss. I talk to everybody like this. I talk about fucking dick and pussy all the time. If the fucking situation allows me to talk about dick and pussy, I'm going to talk about it. That's the beauty of this. I love my fucking toys. What I don't love is fake-ass motherfuckers who approach me or any fucking female saying that they do damn movies. Bitch, get a life. First of all, I'm going to call this out, and for any brother who want to sit here and call me a bitch or whatever, I'll ride with that shit. But what I'm not going to ride with is a motherfucker who don't have a goddamn name establishment in any fucking industry calling me the fuck out and not knowing a damn thing about me. Bitch, get a fucking car before you talk to me. Bitch, get a life before you talk to me. Bitch, know who the fuck you talking to before you talk to me. Give me the fucking respect that I give you. If you don't like what the fuck I do, don't fucking deal with me. But for damn sure, quit faking it like you something that you not. Because at the end of the day, motherfuckers in every industry know who other people's are. When you talking about any damn industry, it's a small circle of motherfuckers and word will get around. Guess what? All it took was less than 2 fucking hours for me to find out the motherfuckers who called me out don't know a damn thing about me. Check yourself. Check yourself. Everybody, check yourself. The people who know me know I'm real. You know, I've been on this earth a long fucking time, and I tell everybody I have no shame. I'm 45 fucking years old. I carry myself damn good. You know, when bitches was out here talking about trying to get up in the damn titty bar, I was already doing that shit. Been there, done there. Enjoyed it when I did it. Made lots of fucking money doing it. Enjoyed it. Moved on to the next project. That's the beauty of being a businesswoman. But you little fake-ass motherfuckers who ain't seen fucking 30 yet, quit coming to me like you got something going on. I'm not impressed by motherfucking dollars. Understand that I'm not impressed with fucking dollars or your mouth. You can't do shit for me that I can't do for myself. Because at the end of the day, I've been doing this shit a long damn time. I will still be doing this shit when you still trying to get your fucking damn name out there. And yes, I'm on a little bit of a tangent because I can't stand fake-ass motherfuckers. And especially, how dare anybody ask me to send them some fucking girls? Do I look like a pimp? I'm not pimping no bitch out to nobody. Are you fucking serious? If you can't find people to do content for your shit, then you got a fucking problem, because most chicks who want to be in the industry know who the fuck to go to, and they damn sure not going to come to a bitch like me talking about, can you find me a knucklehead to put me in some motherfucking movies? Get real. I'm so fucking insulted that somebody would ask me to send them some goddamn girls like I'm a fucking pimptress. Seriously? Send a bitch to me and buy a fucking toy. I ain't sending no bitch to nobody to do no fucking scenes. And with everything out here, you should want a bitch to be tested. You should want to see her fucking test from 2 fucking weeks ago, 2 months ago, and 2 fucking years ago. Oh, my God. Well, I done got up on my fucking high horse. Shit. But we're going to have some fun tonight because, you know, there are no blurred lines. There's no question what I do. But the one thing I can tell you, I'm in fucking control with this shit. And with that, I want you guys to sit back, listen, enjoy, because I've got my boy Tony the Tiger coming on, and we're going to have some fun tonight. Sit back, take a listen, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
My lips hurt. Oh, Detroit, you've seen her at Exotica Chicago, Atlantic City, and Edison, New Jersey. You've heard her on her radio show, V's After Dark. Now, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be in Detroit to teach you how to have a threesome without a third person. Saturday, October 26th, Miss V will be at the Embassy Suites in Southfield, Michigan. Each attendee will receive a free gift at the end of the seminar. Tickets are only $25 and available at thetoylady.com/events. That's DATOYLADY.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Ooh. Now, for those y'all just heard it, that's right. The Embassy Suites. I'm going to be there. I'm going to have so much fun. But for people who are listening, remember, you can call 646-716-8041. That's right. We are live, and you can listen through your phone at 646-716-8041. Or come up in the chat room, because you got it going on tonight. After the first of the year, you know, I always got something, a little twist going on. 2013 has been a fabulous year. Halloween is coming up. I may do some nice picks for you guys. Haven't decided. We're 3 weeks out from my marathon, so I'm a little on edge, as they say. After 3 weeks, I'll be off that runner's high. I'll still be working out. I just won't be on that runner's high for that long. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, so hype. I can't wait to Tony the Tiger call in, because after that damn conversation we had yesterday, oh, my God. And see, you guys don't know, but I talked like all my guests. I talk to them all the time. So you never know what is going to come out of my mouth, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say. I always tell everybody, if you want to be caught off fucking guard, fucking call me, because you never know what I'm going to do. I'm always up to something. But I'm going to have fun. You know, some people don't know that along with my little, my nonsense. And I call it nonsense, because y'all know I ain't got no damn good sense. But with the nonsense comes my seriousness. You know, so I'm always like, what's going on? What am I going to be doing? How am I going to handle things? Oh, you know, and I love it, because I'm always communicating people. And oh my God. I love my guests. Oh my God. People have me rolling already. To my knowledge, Joseph, no, he's not. But you know what? We can always find out. I'll ask him. I think he's more like Tony the Tiger versus Tony Capone. But I'll find out if he's related to Al Capone, because you never know. Never know what's going to happen. But he'll be on in a minute. Oh, my God. And like I said, he's already dealt with it. Oh, the toy of the week. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm so excited. You guys know that I'm like really scatterbrained, a lot of shit. Especially when it comes down to getting to these exoticas and getting everything. I'm probably more fucking scatterbrained this week than I've been in a very long time. Like I told you guys, I had a family affair that I had to deal with. So it kind of threw me off schedule, you know. But we're back on track, you know, at least for a minute. I've got to take another little break and take care of that after I get back. But I was told that I could kind of focus on me for a minute. So I love when people tell me I could focus on me. But I'm ready for Exotica. But anybody who knows me, that I'm always, I love shoes. I'm like a shoe whore. I think Imelda Marcus is probably loving it. She would love my closet. I mean, I'm always buying shoes. I don't even have to have an outfit for a pair of shoes. I buy shoes before I buy outfits a lot. But for the first time, we're a week out, and I don't have my damn shoes packed. So I'm really right now trying to figure out what shoes I'm going to take in. I'm going to take a few pairs, because I got some sexy shoes that I was like, oh, shit, I bought shoes that I didn't even wear. And you guys know I was in New Orleans, and when I was down in the Big Easy, I didn't need to wear my heels. So I did a lot of walking, but I was in my sandals. I was cute. You know, I was doing my thing. I had shoes. That's good to clear. I had shoes, but I didn't have on my heels. And y'all know I always do heels in Exotica because I got to show off them legs. But, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have so much fucking fun. And Mini-Me is going, okay, and for those of you who do not know who Mini-Me is, Tatted Beauty, which is truly Mini-Me, she will be there. And we're going to have fun. You know, it's always a lot of fun when I get a chance to be at a show with her. Because that's the one time, as they say, you see us working together. And, you know, I don't know if she's got any new shorts, but we found out that she don't do good in her heels. Me, I could be in heels all day long, but we're going to have so much fun. Like I said, shoes, shoes, and shoes. I've pulled out, I'm like pulling out all stops. And it's just going to be so much fun. Like I said, we're going to get there early. So I plan on chilling and relaxing. And Friday, I will be refreshed. This will be the first time in 2 years that I'm going to get to a show actually early, which is a rare. Anybody who knows me knows I never get to a show early. So I'm going to actually be in Jersey a day early, which for me, if you ever see me, when I go to Vegas, I don't get to Vegas until the day of. I didn't get to Atlantic City until like 3 hours before the fucking show and we had to set up. When I did Chicago, I think I did the same thing. So getting there a day early, oh, I'm going to have so much fun. But I got a surprise for you guys. Yes, 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 you know, nothing is better than introducing a guest who can eat a pussy. Oh, my God. You guys, without further ado, I'm going to announce tonight's guest, and I'm going to call him like he told me, Mr. Sexy Tony Capone, better known as Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is Tony Capone, Tony Tiger. You know what I'm saying? Showing some love. What's cracking?
What's going on, sweetie? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I gladly appreciate the love. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, you know, we're going to jump right into this. You know, I was telling everybody, you know, I got a chance to watch a couple of those scenes from your site. Not, you know, I did a little something, did a little bit of research. But before I jump into all this, do me a favor, sweetie, and tell everybody about yourself. Tell them who you are and what you do and what's going on. And then me and you going to have some fun.
I mean, as she told y'all who I am, Tom Capone, the Black Tony the Tiger, you know what I'm saying? I've been in this industry for about 10 years plus. I got about over maybe 300 scenes under my belt, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's just me in a nutshell. Shit, I'm a real-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Speaking of real niggas. Oh, my God. And, wow. See, I'm getting ready to get a little bit up in your business. But, yeah. This voice of yours, you sound like, oh, Lord. See, bitch over here getting fucking wet, you guys, because if y'all hear this fucking voice that I'm hearing, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker just want me to spread my legs. Like, okay, baby, just eat. I'm like, shit. I'm like, damn, bitch want to take her throw damn panties off already. Ain't even met the man. Shit. Okay, let me get back on track. So,
all right.
Tell me about this award you won for, like, best oral. You know, that's why I'm so fucking wet, because I read about this damn oral award. You know, where the fuck you get this at?
You know, it was one of those, it was actually Joyce Rivera's Face Fucking Inc. Volume 3 or 4, one of those. And it was a scene with me, Annette Schwartz, and Rick Masters, one of those real rough, just, you know, just abusing, you know, just going all in. And that's it, won an award for best oral scene.
Now, what is that from? Was that from AVN, Urban X?
That was an AVN award, actually. You know.
Ooh, a brother on AVN. Now, you know, you need to be like putting that shit out there. AVN.
I mean, you know, it was just an oral scene, so I really don't.
That's
you know, really,
shit.
You know,
that's a fucking AVN
it's
award.
More, but it's more about the girl when it comes to shit like that. You know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, award is award. Shit, if I get a fucking award for best fucking loudmouth bitch, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I got the award for loudmouth bitch.
Yo, that's wild.
So I'm gonna be on top of the building. Yo, I got an award. Yeah, it's for being a loudmouth bitch. Which
came
from some damn body. I don't know. They said I was a loudmouth bitch. I was ran with it.
All right.
I was telling somebody, and I'm always talking about people, but I was telling people about, oh God, I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends. She told me I can never say her name on my show, but I was telling her about, I was interviewing you, and I was like, oh yeah, I was like, he's doing like a parody to Frosted Flakes. He calls this shit Frosted Cakes of Porn. And she kind of looked at me because she's like, this is like my girlfriend who go to church. So I think she lives vicariously through me because I swear she must go home and read the Bible every night after talking to me. Because I know I'm cussing in her ear and I'm talking about all this sex. She prayed out, Lord, please forgive her. Because she just told me about dick and pussy today. I didn't say I didn't like it, but can you please help her? She probably pray every night on my ass. But her eyes got big when I told her about Frosted Cakes of Porn. So I don't know if she was really into it or if I just caught her ass off guard. But tell us about this, because this like kind of intrigued me. And you know me, Ray. I'm going to ask something that most people won't ask. Has Kellogg's came after you for that damn cover that you did? Because that shit... You know, sometimes these different companies come after folks who do parodies, even if it's not real. I looked at that shit, I was like, wait a minute. Oh, damn, that's a black guy on there.
As of right now, no. I have not released it yet. You know, I talked to a few distribution companies. You know, and they don't want to touch it. You know, they like, oh, no, you're going to get sued because I guess this one company did, you know, the ice cream Ben and Jerry's. And,
okay.
And you know, they called that shit Ben and Cherries. And I guess they went after them, you know, so everybody's like, oh, you know, don't do it. So I'm probably going to just release it on like, just like pretty much just do it like via website and just like, you know, pre-order DVD sales.
Okay, because like I said, I looked at that shit and I was like, wow. You know, and like I said, I mean, I ain't mad at nobody making their change. And I mean, everybody should expect some type of parody to come out. I mean, Ben and Jerry's. I mean, shit. Everybody know pussy is called Cherry, at least from when I was growing up, you know. But the Frosted Cakes of Porn, that shit caught me off guard. I'm like, and like I said, I had to relook at it because I was like, oh, damn. I was like, And then you got the Tony the Tiger necklace and shit. So.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my cousin, Frosty Treats. If y'all want y'all necklaces or y'all pieces made, y'all give him a shout out, you know what I'm saying, on the Instagram. Yeah, yo, I'm in here, my cousin.
I peeped that out. I mean, I pick out a lot of stuff. Well, you know what? You're not just in the adult industry. You know, this is what I love about people that I talk to. Because I'm getting ready, you know, you got a clothing line coming out. What you got that a sister can wear? Because Because you got, like, everything going on.
I mean, the name of the clothing line is under construction for the ladies. I'm still putting everything in motion, you know. I take this shit one day at a time, you know what I'm saying? I got the website going. I'm about to do the DVD. I got my downtown project going on, my mainstream shit. I got a bunch of shit going on, just, you know what I'm saying, outside of porn alone.
Ain't nothing wrong with that shit. We all got to make it somewhere. Well, you know what? This week, and me and you kind of touched on this yesterday, but I'm up on my fucking high horse because I always have a topic of the week. My topic this week is fake motherfuckers in it. And I expanded it to not just the adult industry, but in the industry. And I'm going to give you a little bit of insight because my listeners already heard me. But what do you think about motherfuckers who, I don't care if it's the adult industry, music industry, whatever industry, especially the more public industries, where you got to say that you're something or name drop. How do you feel about these name droppers who thinking that the only way to get some free pussy is to name drop?
Shit, how I feel about that, I mean, there's no way to really feel about it. To be honest, you know what I'm saying? Like, the game is already oversaturated with niggas as it is alone, you know what I'm saying? And majority of these niggas will do anything just to get in front of the camera. These niggas are lying, you know what I'm saying? This shit is worse than the dope game. I keep telling these niggas this shit. This is worse than the crack game. This shit gets deep.
And, you know, and I put that out there because, you know, me and you had a little bit of a talk yesterday, and part of the talk was about the way I was approached. You know, and one of the things I've been, you know, one of the things I've been talking to people is that, you know, I'm not a pimpress. I've never gotten a female in the industry. I'm getting back up on my high horse, and I never, you know, I don't have a reason to. I sell the fucking toys, but I don't name drop. I don't think I need to name drop. I think that I carry my own, and I've been doing this for a minute. But, you know, as I said earlier in the show, it's just like when you have a family. If you're from L.A. and you know what's going on in L.A., you're from L.A., you can talk shit about L.A. You can sit there and say what's going on, what's not going on in L.A. and make a comment because you're from there. But if I say something about L.A., you're going to say, hold up, bitch. What the fuck you know about L.A.? You can't say that shit. You know, and it's like that with your city, your home, anything. And, you know, I made comments. I'm from Detroit. I make a lot of comments. I stand true to my word when I tell people we don't have a fucking strong adult industry here. Not a real one. You got a lot of motherfuckers doing scenes, but when you doing fucking scenes in the damn closet or at the fucking Red Roof Inn, you're not fucking doing porn. You're doing a home video, in my opinion. And I don't do movies.
Oh, shit.
You know, but I tell everybody, I know what the game is doing here. So when people approach me with that shit, and whenever I'm approached to send, do I know girls to send to you? I mean, have you ever asked a female, say, hey, you know anybody you can send to me? I mean, that sounds like a pimp game. That don't sound like somebody in the industry. What you think about that? I mean.
I mean, that sounds like a thirsty nigga to me. You know, sound like he can't get his own girls to do whatever he want to do for him, so he's trying to ask the next female to help him out a bit, you know what I mean? I mean, but there ain't nothing wrong with asking for a little bit of help, but shit, do he know you? Do he fuck with you like that?
I couldn't tell you what the motherfucker looked like. He saw me for the first time on Twitter yesterday.
Oh, well, that's all bad then. That's what we call thirsty on the West
Coast.
That's
what I call stupid. That's what I call fucking stupid. Or as I call it, a broke-ass motherfucker. Because, see, I don't have to know you to sit here and tell you to get a fucking job, a car, and a life. So, And like I said, me and you touched on this, you know, and I've made it a promise. I'm not going to name drop, but I really hope if anybody is listening to my show, and I know the people know who I don't like, I love that a man has called you motherfucking thirsty. Because, see, when I say thirsty, then y'all call me a bitch. But a man just called y'all thirsty. What the fuck is that? What does that say? You know. But, See, I don't want to get up on my high horse about that because I be done calling motherfuckers out. And, you know, next thing I know, I'll be telling, you know, I'll be saying, bitch, suck my dick. And I ain't even got one. You know, that's how pissed I am about some of this shit. I'm serious. You know, that shit is like crazy. I hate fake motherfuckers. I'm here in Detroit, and I'm proud to say I'm 45 years old. You know, I'm proud to say it. You know, I've been here. I've done the game. Like I tell everybody, I've done these titty bars. You know, I did my time up in them bars. I did it when bitches got paid by the bar. So I don't comprehend a lot of things that I see, and I'm not going to get on my high horse about that. But any female who's listening to me and you're from Detroit, you want to know how it used to be when I worked in the bar, which was only in the early 90s, come talk to a sister because I'll let you know. You bitches need to be going after these bar owners because y'all shit ain't quite right now. I'll let you know what we used to get paid with. That's how bitches was buying houses and cars, not this shit that's going on. I mean, I used to have a damn nanny, so that's how well bitch was getting paid. I had a damn nanny, so I don't know what y'all are doing, but yes, it's possible to live in Detroit, be a titty dancer, and have a nanny. So
right, I heard that shit.
Like I said, it's been a minute because my babies are grown now, but if you sisters out there listening, be it black or white, I will tell you how much money we were making. Like I said, having a nanny, I loved it. And now I'm talking about a woman who come to my house, had keys to my house, and took my children to the water parks and everything. Cooked dinner for them, put them to bed. When I came home in the morning, she's like, okay, I'll see you. And she got paid cash every week with no problem. That's what a nanny is. Okay? So don't get it twisted between a babysitter and a nanny. For those of y'all who don't understand, a nanny is a person who you trust in your home, who's there when you go to work, and they're feeding your children, bathing your children, putting them to bed, you know, leaving your home with your house keys, you know, telling you that your children are okay, taking them to water parks. That's what nannies do. Babysitters sit there and watch TV. Big difference. I had a nanny. But I'm high right now. And oh, for those of y'all who want to know, this week's energy drink is called Blue Energy because y'all know I'm always drinking the natural energy drinks. And this one is
Blue Energy. Where do you get that shit from?
The grocery store.
Oh, yes, okay.
They probably got, you know what? They probably
shit. We ain't got that out here.
You know what? If you go down the juice aisle where they have, I'm serious because I do the all natural, I try to do all natural energy drinks. And this one doesn't sit with the Red Bull and all that. This one sits like in the juice aisle, at least out here. And I haven't been to a Safeway in a minute. Yes, I used to live in Cali. I used to live in the Bay Area. So I know about Safeway. But I used to be a bagger at Safeway. But since I haven't been in Safeway in a minute, like 20 years, but I'm sure Safeway got it out there because they just got them in the grocery stores here. And they, since everybody's going all natural, you know, with a lot of things, I got my natural energy drink. But I got to give my shout out to Rated X Energy Drink. Yes, for those of you who don't know, still get that plug in. Vote for your girl to.
Oh,
show. I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
For whatever reason, I lost connection, so let me apologize. Sometimes that happens. So, baby, you back?
Oh, yeah, I'm still right here with you, blowing this good Cali Kush.
Okay, sorry about that. You know, in the middle of my conversation, what I get? You are not connected. So, I forgot, I got to ask you a question. This came from one of my, up in my chat room. I've got one of my loyal listeners and followers, and he asked a question. You know, I'm going to get like my listeners do. And this question is one of those that I told him earlier that I didn't think it was true, but he wants to know, being that your name is Tony Capone, he wants to know, are you related to Al Capone?
Nah, not really.
I don't know. He probably ate a lot of pussy, you know.
Not
yes,
related.
I can take everything to the sex side. I can make anything about sex. So, but, okay, we was talking about, I was all up on my high horse. I didn't got distracted talking about being in the game and everything. But, you know.
Mm-hmm, at these titty bars.
Oh, you,
and having a
hey.
Nanny.
Yeah, I love having my nanny. I miss them days. But I don't, but you know what? I like what I do now. I have more fun now. Because
well,
I don't have to worry
that's
about.
That's cool.
I don't have to be worried about stuff. But being that I done got up in my house talking shit about people, I want to talk some shit about you. Because, see, I didn't get a chance to go to a couple of these websites. But what the hell is. Now, see, I got kind of offended when I saw this. I'm sure I probably shouldn't have. I probably should have did a little bit more research. But I guess you did a scene on blackcrackaddict.com. Please tell me that's
mm-hmm.
about licking pussy or something. Because I'm like, really, Black Crack Addicts? Now, you know good and damn well that's a fucked up website name. Especially.
Yeah.
As much as I get pissed off at people, I'll be, you fucking crackhead? And I'm like, Black Crack Addicts, please tell me that's like licking ass or something. Because like I said, I didn't get a chance to do my research, but enlighten me.
Okay, that site right there was basically it's about the white girl licking the black man's ass, you know what I'm saying, in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying. First, they, you know, when we first started out, they didn't know how the site was going to go. They was just, okay, we just have the girl, you know, suck your dick and then she lick your ass and whatever. And, you know, you talk that racist shit and all that bullshit. And I guess the shit was doing cool. So the motherfuckers, you know, had me fuck the bitch and all that shit. So it was cool, you know. Got the, you know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, okay, all right, you know, whatever. Whatever, whatever. But then, you know, they was like, just talk shit. So I was just talking shit. Like, yeah, bitch. Eat this black soap. You know what I'm saying? Come, you know. And, you know, that shit was.
Almost like, what's that site that's out there that I can't stand?
And cool. That shit was all right. Shit.
So this is like the black version of, damn, what is that site? And I don't like the site so much that I can't even remember the name of it. Ghetto Gaggers. So this is like the black version of Ghetto Gaggers?
I wouldn't say it's like that, but I don't know. You know, that shit right there is kind of rough, you know. That's kind of a rough site. The shit we did wasn't like that. We
okay.
didn't force the girl to do anything, you know what I'm saying? If they wanted to do it, they wanted to do it.
Well, I think any chick who goes on Ghetto Gaggers, you know, she knows what she's in for. I've talked to a couple of people who thought they were going to jumpstart their careers by going to Ghetto Gaggers, and for one, I couldn't do it because, see, I'd be pulled out of Gat and be like, okay, boom, let me put a cap in your ass, because that, you ain't going to call me no black bitch, no black slut. I'm not having it. I don't care how much I'm getting paid. It ain't happening. You know?
Yeah.
I'm only a black bitch for one person, and I better not be a black bitch to him. Normally, I'm just a bitch. You know? I'm not going to be no black slut for nobody. But Ghetto Gaggers, I think, is a, you know, like I said, I've heard some people say they jumpstarted their career that way. I like the old fashioned way. Go swing your ass on the pole, and if you decide to go to the adult industry, you know, you go because you were a feature dancer for that amount of time. You know, I don't even know, do they have feature dancers anymore?
Yeah.
I might want to check that out. I'm like, okay, do they do features? Because I mean, when I was up in the bar, you would have, like, a featured dancer. And I'm not talking about some bitch who came from out of town. You know, every now and then you might get a porn star that came from out of town. But you had, like, your bitches who, almost like a bottom bitch, who you knew was going to bring money in if she was working that night. And you threw parties and shit for that bitch. And you didn't, you know, you knew if she was having a party or something going on that the bar was getting paid that night. And that's how she got tore off, you know. I don't even know if you do that shit no more. Oh, we used to, like I said, shit, I threw my damn retirement party and got tore off. That's how I know about that shit. I think I gave more money for my damn retirement party. And then when I went to go get my final paycheck, because remember, I told you, when we was in the bar, we got paid by the bar. So, you know, we had that week in a hole like everybody else. So when I went and got my final check, I mean, shit, I walked in there, they're like, yo, E up in the house, because I had a cute stage name. I won't tell nobody what it was, but I had a cute stage name. I actually started a company after that and made some nice money after that, too. But have fun. Like I said, one thing led to another. That's, as I tell everybody, that's how I had a nanny. That's how I was able to put a down payment on the house, because those were the days. Let me quit reminiscing back when I used to have a body. Okay. Now I sit behind a microphone and reminisce about having a body. Okay. Damn. Now, we done talked about black crack addicts. You know what? I'm getting ready to here and go to a different level, because 40-ounce bounce. And all I could think about, now when I'm thinking 40-ounce bounce, I'm thinking about bitches with big asses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. See, I know I might get something.
Pouring 40 ounces on the ass.
You know what? You like, and see, what's up? Speaking of pouring shit on asses, what is up with you and the damn milk? Do you know how much, you know how many people would love to have that damn milk that you pouring on folks' asses?
I mean, that's the whole concept of the parody, you know what I'm saying?
I know, but did you ever think about going to get some of that damn welfare powdered milk so that you weren't wasting good vitamin D milk?
No,
you know, get you the water, mix it up.
100%. 100% real milk, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to lick that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, that's the whole concept. I pour the milk on their ass, you know, and then I fuck them, and after I bust a nut, I holler out, that pussy was great, you know, just like Tony the Tiger.
Like I said, I saw a couple of them. I'm like, damn, that's a waste of, and I don't even drink milk. But I'm like, damn, you know, I'm sure there's some folks out there saying, that milk could have went on my Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, but it's growing on them. But it's growing on them Frosted Cakes.
Hey, you never know. I mean, they might be having some pussy on the side. I don't know. You know, I don't know what folks wake up to in the morning.
What's your favorite trailer website?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What's your favorite trailer site?
My favorite trailer on your website? You know what? I didn't really watch them all. I hate watching folks because some of the people I know. So I have a hard time watching people I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I would probably have to say the one with Imani only because that's my girl, you know. So,
okay.
You know, I really, like I said, I try not to, for this job, I have to watch. But it's hard watching when I start seeing people that I know. Because, you know, I'm like, damn, why not just at your house or something, you know? Wasn't we just having sushi the other day? Then I'm looking on stream. Or we having
tacos. Yeah, but.
I know that it's a job, you know, and like I said, I understand.
That's the business that we are in, you know.
I understand that, but still, you got to realize being a female and some of these folks, like I said, you know, we sitting out having sake or we having, you know, regular talk, you know. And then I'm like looking at this movie like, damn, I didn't know her pussy went like that. Wait a minute, that's my girl. Let me turn away.
Right, yeah, I feel you on that one.
That's why I'll be looking at me like, oh, I can't watch this shit. You know, it's like certain videos I won't watch of people. And it's hard, especially if I have somebody that I've met or I've known or I've, like, partied with. It's hard when I interview them to watch their stuff because then it's like I know I have to, like, watch certain things because I don't like going into an interview blind, but it'd be like, damn. You know, I got to ask questions, and it's like, okay, what can I watch where I'm not going to feel like I'm all up in their business? You know, and then it's like, okay, I got to watch it, and then I can't ask somebody else to watch it because then it's like, that's not my review of it or my questions. So it's one of those things where...
You have to do work yourself.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's fun, but like I said, you know, when I sit there and ask, especially considering that a couple of people I know have their own shows. So I always try to watch what I say because when I see these people, sometimes my conversations, because I'm like the raunchiest. A lot of people don't know. Most of the females that I know in the adult industry are like so calm. They don't cuss. You know, what you see on the screen is not what you see. And then you got me, the raunchy bitch, who like cuss and talk about pussy and dick all the time. And, you know, we sitting there having dinner. Oh, yeah, let me tell you when I did this. And, you know, next thing you know, they on their radio show talking about, yeah, you know my girl, Miss V, she did this, and I'm calling in. They're like, explain to us what you did. So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like the raunchiest. For me not to be in the industry, I'm like the raunchiest of my friends. I'm serious. If you ever, they'll tell you the way I'm talking is the way I'm always talking. So I'm like kind of, I consider myself the raunchy of them because they like so timid and everything. And then, like I said, you just got me where I'm just straight up, I'm like hardcore bitch. You know, I'd be like, damn, can your pussy get any wider? Especially if they tell me they got implants. I'd be like, can I feel them? I'm like, and don't let me be around a guy because I will grab a guy's dick. I'm probably worse than men. And I don't, I'd be like, damn, is your dick really that big? Can I see it? So I kind of get in trouble.
Oh, shit.
I do.
You gotta watch your ass in Vegas.
And I got a man, so, you know, it's like, I be like, look, and I be like, damn, baby, look, her ass is nice. I be doing that shit. I'm probably worse than the guys. Because since part of my job is, you know, and then I might, if I think somebody needs a toy, you know, I gotta be like, what you like, this, you know, I be talking to them and shit. I be having fun. Maybe that's why I don't, you know, it don't faze me. I mean, come on now. How many people could say that they have a conversation with their mother, their daughter, their aunt, their grandmother, and their grandfather about this shit? I mean, my fucking calendar is on my grandfather's wall, okay? So, I got cousins talking about, can I get a calendar? $25. I'd be like, $25, you can have one. Grandfather holding on to that calendar tight. So think about it. I mean, how many people talk to their mom and daddy talking about, yeah, I was talking about this guy's dick. I mean, I showed my mom Flash Brown's dick because I have his dildo. And she's like, damn, that is big. So And, you know, he's got his own a mold of his dick out there and shit. So I'd be like rolling. And my daughter saw it, and she's like, Mom, put that up. So, yeah. It's like what I
wait,
do.
Wait. You be using Flash Brown's dick as a deal?
No, I interviewed Flash. No, listen, I interviewed Flash, and I figured the best way, since I do a toy demo at the end of my show, why not use his damn toy as my toy demo? And that bitch was big. So it's back in my closet because I'm not really a dildo bitch. I mean, to each their own, but I'm not really a big dildo bitch, but his motherfucking damn. I asked him, because they got all the detail, the people who made his dick, oh my God, they got all the detail, the veins and everything. That shit is so realistic. So it's like, and it's heavy. I think that thing must weigh about 5 pounds. It's big. So it's in my closet.
Man, I need to make me a motherfucking dildo. As a matter of fact, hey, the Tony Capone dildo is on the way, y'all.
You gonna send me one?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna send your ass one. I'm gonna sign that shit too. Autograph that motherfucker.
Yeah, I got Flashes in my closet. Like I said, I've only used it once because I'm not really a dildo person. I'm that oral bitch, you know. But yeah,
don't like dick.
No,
so
you know who need a damn dildo made and bitches would lose their mind? Prince. I swear, if that motherfucker made a damn dildo, you would have men trying to get, you know, you have men and women like, damn. You know, because from the females, they said that even after his injury, his shit's still big. I done asked questions, you know. That's what I do. But it's a lot of guys. I think if they made, I think for the brothers, if y'all went out there and had some dildos made of y'all dicks, y'all sell a whole lot of them. Because you know how many women want black dick and can't get it? Black dick is a rarity nowadays.
Hell yeah. Motherfuckers is paying for that shit.
Brothers, listen up. If y'all got dick, go on and make it. You know what? Now, see, I've been talking shit tonight, but I'm going to ask you a question. This is a question that I'm sure everybody want to know. And this is for the average Joe. You've been in the industry, you know, for a little bit over 10 years. What would you say? And I'm saying, what would your suggestions be to someone, male or female, who's trying to get into the adult industry? What would you tell them about getting into it? What would be your suggestions to someone who's trying to get into it?
Keep your eyes open and just understand that they don't give a fuck about you in the long run. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about you. All they want to do is get what they can about you, and that's it. And you better play that same game. You know what I'm saying? Get what you can out of them and keep it pushing.
Where would you tell a person to go? Let's say that you got a person. I don't want to use me because I ain't trying to get into the industry. I know where to go. But I'm going to put it on the man's side. Let's say you got a guy, and let's say he's from Wisconsin, and he wants to get into the adult industry, and he doesn't know anybody in Wisconsin. What would you tell him? You know, do he need to fly to L.A.? Do he need to contact one of the companies? How would he make that first step initially, you know, to even try to get in? I mean, does he need to be in L.A.?
I don't know. He needs to first know somebody. Anybody can just come to L.A., but shit, you come to L.A. and you don't know nobody, what's the point of coming to L.A.?
People do it all the time. You know that.
You got the network. You got to get out here and network. It's enough social websites now to where you can motherfucking pretty much get you a contract on Twitter. Shit. These motherfuckers, you know, making money off these social network sites and shit. It's all about networking. You know, I mean, my suggestion would be to go to one of these expos or one of these exoticas and just start networking, and then you work your way from there. You know, I don't know. It's different now. Shit.
But that's why I'm asking you, because, see, you in the damn industry. That's why. And you know people. I'm sure you got people who know that you're in the industry saying, how can I get in? Come on now. You're going to tell me you're still not getting those approaches.
I got in the game when it was easy to get in. You know, now it's just so many dicks. It's like, what can you bring different to the table? Is, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we got a caller who got a question for you. Can you take a question?
Yeah, bring them online.
Hey, you're on the air with Miss V and Tony Capone, or better yet, Tony the Tiger.
Hi, Miss V, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's up, baby?
How are you feeling?
Hyper.
I was just sort of like listening to your show. I just got in from a walk. Need to exercise anyway. I just call into the show and just listen to the conversation. And so far, I'm enjoying it.
So, did you have a question?
All
for
right,
Tony?
I appreciate it.
Hello.
Did you have a question for Tony?
I just want to know. You just say you've been in the business 10 years. I just wanted to know, as far as sex scenes go, what is your, shall I say, specialty?
That would have to be like face fucking. Like I'm real good at, you know, making the girl feel comfortable while fucking her throat.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And
you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, hello. I was just saying, you were about to say something. I interrupted.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. In the 10 years that you did, how many films or scenes have you done?
I would say about, you know, over 300 for sure.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of scenes. That's like a lot of scenes there.
I've done a lot.
What made you decide to get into the industry in the first place?
You know, when I was growing up, I just wanted to be either one of three things. I wanted to be a rapper or actor or a fucking porn star. And I just pursued all of those things. Except I was started the mainstream acting thing, and that kind of didn't work out for me. So I ended up meeting some people that did, and they kind of just turned me on to it.
Okay.
And from there, it was all good.
Okay. Do you have any actors, male or female, that inspired you when you started in the business?
Yep. When I first got in the business, let me see. Well, actually, Obsession, she was a big inspiration. You know, I wanted to always get in the business and work with her.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the male talent, I really, you know, like, who I would say, Julian St. Jacques. You know, I kind of liked his swag.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while. Have you still in the business, do you know, or he's probably quit or done something else?
I don't know what Julian St. Jacques is doing at the moment, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah, that was, you know, some like Devin Wee, you know, Byron Long,
mm-hmm.
all of those.
Yeah. Your films have a sort of like an all African American cast, or do you have sort of like interracial films?
All my pictures,
yes.
Yeah, that's it's both. It's both.
Oh, okay.
Interracial and black on black.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So right now I got a parody of Frosted Flakes going. And it's called Cakes of Porn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's featuring Imani Rose, Alexa Cruz, Nikki Blue, and the legendary Ava Devine.
Oh, okay. Seems that those parodies are sort of like a little popular these days. Seems everywhere I go, like if I go to a store like an adult store in town, even though there's not many in my neighborhood, they seem that there's a whole lot of parodies. Sort of like seems like there's more parodies than the regular porn that you used to see. You know, the one with the storyline.
Right. I mean, you know, parodies is what's in right now, you know. I mean, you know, after a while, you know, it's going to be dead, so we got to just take advantage of it while we still can, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, come to think of it, I don't see a whole lot of storylines anymore. It's only the parodies and the, let's see, reality-based type film. You know, the ones with no script. And sometimes
Go watch Training Day.
Yeah.
You got to watch Training Day.
Training Day.
Go watch that. It's actually a two DVD set. Yeah, Naomi, if you listen, bitch, I'm giving you a shout-out. But that one is actually... watch Training Day. It's really well scripted, and I mean, they are into character in that one. I mean, that's not even like, it's a straight up serious ass. You got to look at it. I can't even describe it. Like I said, it's two DVDs.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw that one in the store. I think I saw that one in a on DVD. Saw that in a DVD, so I had to look at it and check it out. Or if I have a computer, I can download it. Of course,
that one, they got it where you can't download that one. You got to go get it.
Oh, I have to go get it?
You got to go get that one.
DVD.
Whoever made the Training Day one, they made it where you can't find that bitch online at all. You got to pay for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, is it download? Nice. I mean, of course, downloading is illegal.
You pay to download, but, I mean, it has to be, like, the authorized one. They've made it where it's not downloading right because so many people tried to pay and have it uploaded. So that one, you do better going to get it.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
But it's a lot of production because that one does a lot, but that one shows you the behind the scenes. So that one was done as a full production. So when you see it, they also show you the behind the scenes of them preparing for it and everything they did. So when I say that shit is deep, that's one I very seldom watch a lot of movies full through. But that one, because it was so deep, definitely. And downloading it, you're not going to get the effect. Pop that bitch in the DVD player and sit back and watch it.
I mean, that sounds like that was a big budget. You know, if you can't download it and all that extra shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is it one of the few films that you can't download, or is there others like that?
There's probably others like that. That one, just because I had to review it for an interview that I was doing. I had to literally go to the store. Thank goodness I got stores I could go to where they know me here, and I was able to get it.
Uh-huh.
Or you could also order it. So it was going to take too long for me to get to order it, so I had to actually go get it.
Yeah.
But, if I was going to have something in my collection to have on hand, that's one that I would have, only because that's one. It's almost like the real movie where you say, "What did I miss?" You got to go back and re-see it.
Uh huh. Well, let me ask the both of you something. I just wanted to know why are so like adult stores are sort of like closing so slowly. In Baltimore, Maryland, where I'm from, I can think of only about two or three that still sell DVDs in the adult line. And I just wanted to know why they're sort of like closing so slowly. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are no adult stores in the area.
Oh, there'll always be adult stores somewhere, in my opinion. Being that I sell toys. I'm sorry, Tony. I was going to say,
I'm going to go ahead. A lot of shit is jumping online now. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of free porn out there. You know, all these free porn sites, and all of that shit. You know what I mean? So that's kind of why the DVD sales are going down. So the ideal is to be different and to be original, and, you know, like Ms. V was just saying, you know, that training day situation, you know, like where you can't even download it, you know, like
right.
Where you have to buy the DVD, you know, like situations like that. It's just, and having exclusive shit. It's all about having exclusive and different, you know, material.
Right.
You know, everybody different. You know?
Yes. I mean, it's just like the saying when you used to do VHS back in the day, and then they got rid of that. Then they got rid of that altogether, and then DVDs starting to come along, and I have a feeling DVD will be obsolete. But now everything's going on. Blu-ray.
Blu-ray is not going to stay around. Blu-ray is going to be. It's going to go to the phase of beta, just because it's not a big difference in the quality. I mean, the difference in the quality isn't worth the money, just like beta wasn't worth it. But from your question about why are the stores disappearing, from a retailer's point of view, and, you know, as they say, the beauty of being a retailer is I get to look at it from the retailer's point of view, you know, the movies, the big thing is having something that's solid. So when these stores are disappearing, as long as you've got the copyright infringement going on, that's why one of the things in the adult industry they're really starting to crack down on is these downloading of things. You know, people get a DVD, and instead of, you know, it used to be if you got a VHS and you wanted to watch it but you couldn't afford to buy it because it was $50 damn, you tried to make a copy for yourself.
Right.
But you wasn't trying to sell that to
right.
people. Now people are making copies and uploading them because the technology has changed. So what they're doing is that they're putting these different things on these DVDs, and that's why Training Day is one of those where you can't upload it. You know, when you get that DVD, you can't copy it. You can't do anything. You're locked into it, which makes Training Day a little bit different from some of the other movies out there. And a lot of the people that I know who, especially like Tony said, the high budgets or the higher budget ones, they're putting those things on there where they can't be copied, because remember, a lot of our stuff is going overseas. The biggest infringement on copyright is in China and overseas. They're copying this shit and sending it back over. And the adult industry, just like the regular film industry, is starting to crack down on that, and you're going to start seeing more and more people get fined. Pornhub, I figure Pornhub and XXXNX, I give them another 2 or 3 years, and they're going to go the way of the free music sites that were up there for the longest. They're going to get hit because the adult industry is going to crack down. You know, right now they're waiting on legislature, and you got people who think that you shouldn't have porn out there. Fuck them. How the hell did you think you was made? A dick and a pussy had to come together because everybody wasn't made in a test tube. I'm sorry, despite what they think. Okay. You know,
right.
I can't stand when people say they can't stand porn, but a man and a woman had to fuck. You know, everybody wasn't fortunate enough to go be made in a damn lab. It just, you know,
everybody's back, fucking.
Dogs
everybody's
are fucking,
fucking.
Everybody's fucking. Look. I mean, but they act like everybody is in a test tube.
The cool part about it, your friend that don't like to hear about sex and all that shit, Miss V, the one that be going home praying and shit.
I said she probably do. I'm not.
I'm not saying that she does. I'm saying I know she's a big Christian.
But she's probably a bigger freak than your ass, is what I'm saying.
You know what? I've told her that. She knows I've told her that. You know, I call her the way it is. And, you know, I was like, yeah, your ass, go out there. I keep telling her once her daughter gets grown that she's going to go through a revelation. Plus, she's over 40 like I am, so I keep telling her, I know that bitch horny, because I hit 40, and it was like I became the horniest bitch on the earth. I was like, damn, can I find a dick? You know, I be looking for dicks on street corners. I'm like, damn, his dick big. I keep asking my mom and them, I was like, how long does this shit last? Because I used to wonder why my mom got called names on my dad when she turned 40. I used to wonder why my dad called her Peg Bundy. Kid you not, 40 is the new 20 for women. I swear we look for this. Any bitch who say that she hit 40,
I'm
and she don't look for this.
I'm a 40-year-old then. Fuck that shit.
Why you think Jimmy Moore got, what's his name? I'm telling you, 40 is when we fucking kick in. I hit 40 and you would think that, oh, and 45, that shit is even worse. I'm like, I'm telling you, I probably sexed more than anybody else. I'm like, I try not to do pussy pics because I'm always scared that my other half going to lose his phone. But I'm like always talking about sex. I mean, I could fucking text and talk about sex. So, no, 40 for me is like being fucking 20. When I was 20, yeah, I could have it. I could, you know, I made my children. Ain't mad about that. But shit, I'm like now, you know, I go hop on a fucking dick, ride him fucking cowboy and then be like, okay. And then be like, here, you need Viagra or something, bitch. You know, get back up. You know, I'm fucking marathon, bitch. Mm. And I know it's true when they say women hit 40. And I don't care if you black or white, ladies. I'm telling it like it is, because if you want some good dick, don't get no young one. You got to get your old one know how to eat pussy, because these young little young boys think they can eat pussy and they can't. You know, you try to tell us. You know, you trying to tell a motherfucker, suck my clit like you want your dick sucked. They don't understand that. But you tell a 35-year-old man, suck my damn clit like you want your dick sucked, and I will suck you off like a fucking garden hose. He will fucking eat your ass all day long. And on top of that, he will come all night. Okay. Now that I've gotten off subject.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you guys miss seeing porn in a movie theater? Because I know most of the porn theaters are probably dead. Not a whole lot of porn theaters now. But I know.
Missed it?
Yeah.
I didn't go to them. You know, shit, I like doing my porn in my bedroom. Shit, I've been doing videos for a while, so. I don't miss a movie theater. I'm like the closet freak. If it wasn't for the internet, I would probably still be a closet freak.
Well, let's see. I feel like miss going into the theater. I mean, I haven't gone about 30 years, 20, 30 years since the last time I went to a porn theater. And
Shit, I'm still young. I ain't that old to remember a porn.
They still got them.
But remember, you know, like, you know, probably in the red light district somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the theater in my area is not in the red light district. It's in a neighborhood. Why, I don't know, because it's been there for about 70 years. Can't believe it's still there.
Where is your neighborhood?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Maybe we should do a premiere Frosty Takes a Porn there.
Wow. Hey, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I bet you get a lot of fun coming out. You know, there's a lot of fucking goes on in them theaters. At least it used to be. I mean, that's where, you know, I think one of the reasons now, Randy, I'm just going to tell you, I think one of the reasons why they closed down is because adult theater, I'm not going to call it porn theater, adult theater, and especially here in Detroit, if you want to catch a hoe, go to an adult theater because them bitches was up in there sucking dick and riding fucking dick. Wasn't nobody watching no movie up in there. You know, what is it, $5-$6 to get in? Motherfuckers was, you know,
they
figured,
was watching the movie, all right.
Yeah, while they was getting the job. But that's why probably a lot of them closed down. Let me not reveal my business, but you know how in regular theaters, I don't know if the young people are doing it now, but I mean, I gave plenty of hand jobs in the regular theater. And, you know, they used to walk around with the flashlight seeing. So,
yeah.
I got pussy in the movie theater. Nigga, I'm still doing that shit to this day. Shit.
See, that's why that's I love it. We still have drive-ins. I tell everybody, you know, an SUV and a drive-in. Speaking of that, I got to christen that damn truck. but see, we still got drive-ins here.
But the weirdest thing I ever saw since I go into those adult theaters, and this is sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I see guys sucking each other's dicks.
Ooh.
In an adult theater.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's called the glory hole, you know. I'm not mad at nobody. Okay, for all my listeners, because y'all know I got a big gay base. Okay, when I say, you guys, it's just I still can't. I try to watch gay porn because I interview some people. I still can't get into it, you know. But I'm not mad at nobody because, shit, you know, if he looked this way and he looked this way and that's what y'all want, you know, just find me a bitch's pussy I can eat and I'm good. You know, we just ain't, you know, I ain't mad at nobody, you know.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not dialing them. I mean, if they want
to
do that,
I just had
that,
to clarify because I know my listeners would be like, did she just say that? it was a reaction. Everybody know I love all my listeners and my fan base.
It happens. I'm just saying, let them do their thing while I watch the movie. Especially watch the movie.
But, Randy, I got to let you go because I'm down to the last few minutes, but am I going to see you next Friday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will be in Edison.
Oh, Exotica.
I
forgot about that.
Yes, and I'm going to be broadcasting live, so I'll have my headset on. I'll be all in my hyperness in person.
Oh, you'll be broadcasting all three nights?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'll be live on the air Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The times are going to vary because Friday I have a seminar. So Friday is a really heavy day for me there. I'm going to be, we start up at either 5 or 6 o'clock. I think I go on the air at 7. And my seminar, I think, starts at 9:30. So I may go on the air at 6. I can't remember. And then Saturday I go on the air at a different time. And because the show shuts down early on Friday, I go on the air different. But all 3 days I'll be on the air.
Okay.
But I'm going to be selling pictures there. So right now, if So Sincere Entertainment is listening, So Sincere Photography, I'm sorry. I got the pictures you guys sent. Can we narrow it down to two, you guys? I didn't like looking at all those. But we're going to be selling pictures there. So this would be for anybody who wants to take a picture. Yes, I'm selling pictures. We're doing 5x7 to 8x10. So, and they're going to be a limited quantity. And for everybody who gets the VIP bag, I'm doing shameless promotions tonight. 25 all VIP attendees for Exotica. You heard it here first because they haven't put it out, but anybody who pays that VIP, you'll have a list of vendors. Bees After Dark is giving 25% off your entire purchase. Therefore, that is our little gift to the VIP. You have to be VIP. We're not giving it to everybody, so if you cough up that $70 for that VIP ticket and you come and you buy your products, you get 25% off. Okay, shameless promoting. Randy, I want to thank you for calling in. I got to get back to my guest because, see, Tony don't know. I got to put him in the
All
seat.
Right, Randy.
All right,
nice
see you later.
You, Randy.
Stay cool, man.
Yep, you got it, bro.
Bye, Randy.
Bye.
Okay, Tony, I got to put, you know, all my guests go to the V-Spot, and you ain't no exception. And the V-Spot is, you know, I already say what the hell I want anyway, but this is where we never know what the fuck is going to come out of my mouth. But the one question I have to ask all my guests, everybody gets asked this, I don't care if they're mainstream, music, adult industry, you know I sell toys. And my question to you, what is your favorite toy to either use on a female, watch her use, which one, or you don't have one, but which one? If you had to watch a female use it on her.
I would say one I like the female to use would be that, whatever that shit is. It's some sort of fucking hook. Like a hook with some.
Oh, the G spot.
Ball.
Oh, the Benoit
yeah.
ball? Wait a minute. The Benoit balls, they just sit up in there and she walk around with them.
I don't know what that shit do, but it makes
oh,
it squirt.
Oh, or the bullet.
Whatever. I don't know what it is. It's like a hook, though. It's like a hook. Whatever that shit is, a hook. I don't know.
Okay, it's a G-spot hitter that looks like a hook.
Yeah. And what I like to use on a female is the screamo ring.
Oh, the screaming O? Like them bitches, that cock ring with the vibrator on it. Oh, that shit is nice. Especially,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having some visuals over here. Oh, my God. Now, on the V-spot,
yeah.
I got to ask you this question, sweetie, because it came to my mind. You know, we've been talking about dick and pussy all night, which is what I do. When was the last time you ate a good-ass pussy, be it mainstream or in the adult industry?
What you mean mainstream? Like
I mean,
personal?
Like in your regular life. Yeah,
you
like
mean,
personal.
I mean, I haven't I really don't eat pussy on camera anymore. It's been a long time since I ate pussy on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, that shit is, like, personal. You know what I'm saying? I have to like you to eat your pussy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna just be eating pussy. You know what I'm saying? It don't go down like that. You feel me? But I would say the last time was maybe a few months ago. Shit.
Damn, that sounds like a drought. That sounds like a fucking drought for a bitch. Okay.
I mean, you know. I mean, I don't know if it's a drought for her, but shit. You know, I'm just, you know. You know how that shit is. Shit. And they can't be eating these bitches' pussies like that. You know what I'm saying? It can't trust
these
bitches.
I'm not in the adult industry, so, you know. But let's rephrase it. I'm not on that side of the adult industry because.
No, I'm just saying.
That's a resume requirement for me.
But, I mean, but even in your personal, you feel me? Like, see, as of right now, you know, I'm single. You know, I'm just doing me. So, you know, when I find that one that I want to lock down, then, yeah, she's going to get her pussy ate as much as I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? But until then, it is what it is.
Okay, ladies.
You
now, y'all heard. I was going to ask that question. He's put it out there. He's single. And I don't know if he's looking, but he's single. He said when he find that one, he's going to tear your pussy up. So, therefore, ladies, if you see him out and you think you meet whatever his qualifications are, which he'll probably let you know, you know, he said once he lock you down, he's going to be eating your pussy on a daily. Just paraphrased everything you just said.
I mean, that's guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a nigga and I want to have my dick sucked every day. So, you know, you give some, you receive some. You feel me?
And ladies, speaking of sucking dick, okay, I'm going to put this editorial out there for the ladies. No, let me put this one out there. Ladies, we understand it. It's a technique to sucking dick. And all of us don't like it. But understand. Contact your girl. I'll let you know. I'm gonna see some things I ain't putting out there because I'm gonna have to write a book on this. Because see, the art of sucking the dick. There's a way of sucking the dick without tasting cum. But I'm not putting that shit out there. But I'm gonna let them know enjoy it.
let me put it out there. Okay. A lot of my fellas, you know what I'm saying, and this is for my niggas that's uncut, you know what I'm saying, for us that's uncut, you know what I'm saying. Ladies, if you don't know what an uncut dick look like, Google the shit, okay? Listen, We don't like for y'all bitches to be pulling our dicks, our extra skin way the fuck down. We don't like that shit. We do not like that shit. Get used to sucking the dick with the head all the way up. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that, with the motherfucking
foreskin
over the, get used to that shit. We don't like for you bitches to be pulling, you know what I'm saying, a nigga dick all the way down, because that shit don't feel comfortable. For one, y'all pulling too damn hard, and for two, y'all don't know how to fucking do this shit right. You know, it's cool to have rhythm to it, and y'all going up and down as y'all sucking. That's cool, but have rhythm and have a lot of fucking spit. A lot of y'all bitches need to, I don't know what these niggas is doing. Like, they need to start training y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come to me, I'll train you. You know, like, do the shit. For real.
Okay, now, Letty, you should have heard that. I don't have that problem, so. But I do know, because I won't say, but I know a few people who are not cut, and I would tell you that it don't bother me, but I'm older, so, you know, hey, I do what I do. But then, for my other half, I know he fucking probably listening. I love you, baby. You know how I talk. But I have to make sure once a week I give that shout out, because he know I ain't got no good sense. You know, but oh yeah, I had to make sure, you know, hey, when this is, you know, when you are with someone who they talk nasty for a living, you know, it's okay for you guys to talk shit and talk nasty, but when you got a female who talk about this shit, as a female, I gotta make sure I remind you, baby, I love you, you know, remember I'm at work, I'll suck your dick later, lay that spread, you know. Might have to come where you're at. But I gotta thank you for coming on. Like I said, you know, we gotta have you back on, because when this clothing line gets out, you know, I really, really, and you know what? Your music. I got to hear some music.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. I'm doing the front page of porn. The mixtape, and that's going to be a free promotional mixtape. You're going to probably be able to download off of one of these free music websites to kind of get the buzz going, you know, because FCOP is a movement, just for y'all to know that. And y'all can follow me on Twitter, Tony Capone, XXX. That's TONEYCAPONE, XXX. Same with the Instagram. You know, like V said, y'all be on the lookout for that clothing line, Tony Capone Clothing, et cetera. Working on Cowboy Thug with the help of my big bro. So y'all be on the lookout for that. And I'm also, I might be doing a porn cartoon. I'm not sure how I want to do this, but it's going to be The Adventures of Ratchet Boy. So y'all be on the lookout for that as well, you know what I'm saying? 2014.
Wow. So that means I'm going to have you back
on,
because, you know, that's a lot of shit going on. You know, we got to make sure we let the folks know, because, you know, it ain't a whole lot of us out here doing it.
I mean, that Cowboy Thug is on a whole nother level. It's going to be 100% Latina women that don't speak not one lick of English.
Wow.
I'm cowboy boots, you know, cowboy hat, you know, it's on a whole different level. Now, I don't want to spill too much out there. But just know it's definitely something different. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Okay. Are you going to be making any public appearances anytime soon?
Shit, you can find me. All you got to do is follow my Twitter and you know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing, you know? I mean, like I say, I'm a real nigga before porn. I just, you know, I just happen to do this shit. And you know, and I'm not a porn star. I'm just a real nigga that do porn. Let me clarify that shit. Are you fake-ass, porn star-ass, wannabe-ass niggas on Twitter? And just because your name got triple X in front of it or behind it don't mean you do porn, motherfucker.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, just
to get
back on that,
you
know.
The majority of the men who are in the adult industry actually don't have, I don't, you know what, it's only a handful that actually have triple X that would call themselves stars. I mean, a few people only because Twitter, maybe somebody had already taken their name, they put the triple X behind it. I'm finding with, at least with the men that I'm seeing, that normally when they put the triple X, it's normally because somebody else had their name when they went to Twitter.
I mean, but a lot of these niggas don't do porn. Like, if you're not in these major cities, like, you know, the porn capital, California, you know, San Fernando Valley or Miami, you know what I'm saying, or even New York or Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, all that other shit, like you said, you know, is pretty much amateur porn and you know, in the closet porn, like you say, but, you know, amateur porn is good too, you know what I'm saying, that shit sells too, you know?
If it don't look nasty, I mean, some of that shit, come on, there's amateur porn. And I'm going to say this because there's amateur porn out there like Housewife Kelly. A lot of people may or may not know who she is. She does amateur porn. She does it strictly out of her house. Her shit looks okay, but then the motherfuckers who look like they went and got the damn flip phone from 2001 and you filming with that shit ain't cool. It's not cute at all.
See, I mean, it just depends on how it's shot. You know what I'm saying? My boy Brooklyn Kings, Triple X, he shoot amateur shit. He out in North Carolina, but his shit is shot professionally. His shit look like my shit. You know, so it just depends on how it's shot, you know?
But I got to thank you for coming on because I got about 9 minutes left and I got a toy demo to do and I still got to pay some bills because if I don't...
Yeah, I want to hear you do this damn toy shit that you keep running around and about. So you might have to put me on mute or something.
Oh, no problem, sweetie, because I got to pay a couple of bills right now. And for those of you who got, I haven't, the toy of the week really is one of my favorites, you know. So for all my listeners, we got about 4 or 5 more minutes before I go up into the toy of the week, but you guys know I got to pay a bill first, and I got to play some freaky shit to get me in the mood. Let's see what I got going on tonight, because, let's see, you know, I've been talking about sex all night. You know what? I'm going to do something real, real nice, because you guys don't know, I'm in a Janet mood tonight, so I'm like really feeling my girl Janet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Tony on. I got to thank you for calling in, sweetie. Oh, but listen, because you'll get a chance to hear this toy demo. I got to thank you, though, because, you know, we've been a minute trying to get you on the show.
Yeah,
but
I know, man. And apologies, you know, it took so long. But, shit, thanks for having me, you know. And, you know,
oh, we're
going to
do it again, baby.
Again, yeah, you know, yeah.
Plus, I'll probably see you in Vegas in January. I already know where I'm staying. But the toy demo of the week for you, everybody who knows, I have my favorite toy. And y'all know my favorite toy is not my most expensive one until my toy line comes out next month. But I'm going to be using my Vibro Dolphin. So for those of y'all who know what I do best, go get your lube. Do what you do best. You know, sit back, listen, you know, fantasize about me. Do what you got to do. Pull it out. I'm going to be doing that Vibro Dolphin. I promise I won't cut y'all short because for those of y'all who was listening last week, my pussy ended up being ate like the last couple of minutes of the show and I kind of lost my concentration as usual. I don't anticipate being interrupted tonight, but, you know, we never know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of being live. I never know when I'm going to get a surprise. But you guys sit back, listen to a little bit of 24 play, and I will be back in a minute. Nah, I take that back. We're going to do strawberries instead. I'll talk to you later.
Coming at you once again, yeah, it's the one and only. see strawberries on top of me. Candlelight, not Hennessy. That's the way, that's the way my love.
Detroit, you've seen her at Exotica Chicago, Atlantic City, and Edison, New Jersey. You've heard her on her radio show, V's After Dark. Now, for one day only, Miss V, the Toy Lady, will be in Detroit to teach you how to have a threesome without a third person. Saturday, October 26th, Miss V will be at the Embassy Suites in Southville, Michigan. Each attendee will receive a free gift at the end of the seminar. Tickets are only $25 and available at thetoylady.com/events. That's DATOYLADY.com. Space is limited to 50 people, so reserve your spot today.
Woo! I know you guys heard a little bit of my bad singing. I didn't realize the mic was on, but here's your treat. Sit back, listen. I got that dolphin, and it's already going. I had started a little bit early. So I hope you guys enjoy, because this is my favorite toy.
Crazy, crazy, sexy. Talk to you guys next week.